you explain what your current role is and all the things that you do here in the Alumni
Sure.
Affairs Office?
My title is Associate Director of Alumni Affairs, and Donna and I kind of share the U.S. in terms of our territory. And so I'm like East Coast, you know, in terms of regional hubs, Miami, Atlanta, Nashville, New York, Boston. And really, we just work to engage our alumni in those areas and to be, you know, of assistance. You know, like today, I got on a call with an alum who is in the Miami area and is looking to get more involved and more connected with other Berkeley alumni. So it's really facilitating connections and whether that's putting together events. You know, we do various events. We just had an event this week in New York City called Inside the Record, where one of our alums led a kind of a feedback session where we had a few alums present their songs and then everyone kind of gave some feedback on the production and all that kind of thing. We want to support the alums and how they feel they want to be supported. So we're always looking for input on different kinds of events. And for me, selfishly, it's so fun because I get to reconnect with people that I went to school with, you know, and who are just, you know, it's like once you're in the Berkeley bubble, like it, you're just bonded. It's just this community that you just don't get anywhere else.
I don't have that, like, of seeing other alumni, but now I'm, like, been here for so long, I see my old students, my old student employees. And, yeah, it's always, like, a big hug. And,
Yeah, I just, same thing. I just got off the another call with my former student employee in the admissions office who graduated in 2018, and we were getting all caught up and everything. Shout out to Jasper.
Since the pandemic and, you know, a lot of people moved around, do you see emerging regions where people are kind of clumping together?
So, you know, we've always, obviously, as someone said, there should be like a direct train from Boston to LA. Like, you know, we've all, we've seen that. That's been a thing. New York has been a thing. You know, Miami and Nashville has been a thing, but Miami and Atlanta really feel like they're becoming like a very, very hip spot for people to move to. We actually, the Career Development Center puts on student industry trips every year. When I was a student, it was like one trip. It was Nashville. And, you know, it's just expanded so much. And Jaquel and I were just in Miami, actually, for the inaugural student industry trip to Miami. So they're going to do that every year. And it's because there is such a burgeoning scene there. So, yeah, that's it's crazy how it's building up. Same thing with Atlanta. And we just did an industry trip there as well. So I would say those are the two in the U.S. that seem to be the biggest. But that being said, I have alumni who are reaching out from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, from Cleveland, from Chicago, who are like, we want to do more. And so, you know, we're working on getting some opportunities there and some events there for those folks as well.
Yeah. I can't encourage alumni enough to reach out and help us build up those areas. We earlier when the school year started, we reached out to people in Pennsylvania because we've noticed a lot of folks there. When we were doing a lot of virtual things, we noticed people from Twin Cities in Minnesota. Yeah,
where
Chicago's always on the list. Yeah, no, that's a big hub for music. So,
which I was so shocked about when I realized, like, I was like, wait, what? Minnesota? But then it was like, oh, wait, Prince, everything. And okay, now it makes sense.
Yeah, we like to try to put a lot of calls out. So for the alums listening, when we put calls out on social media, please don't hesitate to reach out to us because we're trying to spotlight you and highlight you so that we can, you know, learn more about your stories and tell them and share them with the community.
Exactly.
In the past, you have said that one of the major factors of you coming to Berkeley was your ability to have scholarships.
Yes.
So can you explain a little bit more about like how important scholarships are?
Yes.
100%. And like what they mean to.
And of course, I have a lot of experience with working in admissions and knowing that, you know, Berkeley is expensive. And, you know, a lot of times people are like, why is Berkeley so expensive? But when you look at the studios we have, you know, the facilities and the faculty we have, it costs money. It costs money to run a school. I was on a full tuition scholarship. At that point, there were four of them. That was it. So I 100% understand the importance of scholarships. I can't, there's so many students, you know, realistically, most students can't afford to just pay for Berkeley without some kind of financial assistance. So, you know, that comes in into play with, you know, anytime we have, you know, like we've got Giving Day, a lot of times that money will go towards scholarships. You can actually earmark it towards scholarships if that's what you want to do. So many of our phenomenally talented musicians were on scholarship, whether it was just a little amount or it was full tuition or our presidential scholarships, which are, you know, full tuition plus room and board. that would not be able to be at Berkeley otherwise. And it really just adds to the whole experience to be able to offer, you know, just to help offset that cost for mm-hmm. some students who can't afford it.
I have a whole clump of friends that I went to film school with, and we have a little Google hangout every Friday night.
Aw, I love that.
Even it's so cute. but even them, they're like, well, we didn't get any, you know, scholarship money and stuff like that. And it's interesting because I'm kind of seeing the curve on that in higher ed in general. You know, we did interviews with Somos Latinx, with Taiwan Flores, and with the Black Scholars Initiative. We're talking about the evolution of how people see education and the holistic needs right. around people to have a quality education. I kind of look at it a little differently now in terms of like that you started out, you had 4 scholarships and that was it, right. you know, but now, you know, even looking at the different scholarships that Berkeley has now, including the Thrive Scholarship to make sure that students who are almost ready to graduate right.
can continue and finish.
Yes.
Yeah, it's so important because that was something that we were seeing, you know, that, you know, people couldn't finish their education. And, you know, that's just a horrible feeling. Like, no one wants that. So that Thrive Scholarship is huge. I can't tell you when I was working in admissions how many people were like, oh, my gosh, thank goodness I got this scholarship. Mm-hmm. So now I can actually finish my education.
Absolutely. And it's just putting more experienced better prepared people out into the industry, you know, so it really does help support everyone 100%. In the long run.
Colleen, what is one thing that you feel like or that you wish that all alums would know?
You know, we want to support alumni and how they want to be supported in terms of like programming and events and everything. So, you know, there have been times where an alum has reached out to me. In fact, this one in New York that we just did, it was this alum saying, hey, you know what, we could probably do something at the studio I work at. And, you know, we brainstormed it and was like, oh, let's try this. And then now that's leading into something else. You know, we're going to do a home buying 101 from a musician's perspective. You know, we're desperate for that information. Like, reach out to us. Let us know, you know, what it is that you feel like. You know what? I feel like I could really use some more information about this because, you know, especially now in the world of virtual and you know, everything, you know, there's so much we can do that can reach everyone. So, you know, let us support you. Let us figure out like how, you know, we can help continue your education beyond what you did when you were on campus.
That's one of my biggest things is how can we help alumni continue to learn?
Yeah, exactly.
And especially, you know, you think about 9/11, you think about the financial crisis in 2008, you think about the pandemic and now technology really, really showing how people's lives are changing and the way people work and all of that stuff. It's really great to have a hub where everybody can get together and learn from each other.
Amen.
I agree. And I think that kind of highlights the importance of our roles to like foster the relationships within our community so that we can learn from one another. When we have these different gatherings, whether they're holiday parties or the industry trips and the networking events, like I think it's really cool and interesting when we're all in the same room and we're able to just share and connect.
It's those connections and everything that, right. you know, when you go to events, you don't know who you're going to meet and where it's going to lead. Absolutely. And, you know, the friends that either that you had when you were on campus or that you meet as alumni can really lead to a lot of opportunities that you might not have otherwise.
Yeah. I'm always of the mindset because through personal experience that you're not really doing your career right unless you've been sitting at the end of your bed crying, being like, I don't know what I'm going to do next.
It's so true.
Then it happens. But I also think
that's
about
just a life moment right? too, yeah. right?
I also think of people like Elon Trotman who he was teaching in Boston.
I think I was at school with him at the same time.
I think so. Probably. Yeah. And he was teaching, so he was at school and he missed a call to play sax for Alicia Keys in New York.
Nice.
And he was like, you know what? I don't want that to happen again. And so he did a career change and, you know, went into performance and actually he's here now at Berkeley teaching,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
So you never know how it's going
to
work out.
Exactly. Exactly. You just have to be ready for those opportunities, mm-hmm. you know, be ready so that when they come, you can just say yes and not, you know, not have to worry about it.
Exactly.
Yeah, stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Exactly. The cool thing is also, and I think that's something that we're really trying to embrace, is success when you're an alum is what you make of it and what you feel good about. And sometimes that might not be music anymore, and that is perfectly fine.
Right.
You know, when you're college age, you're still young. You're still forming and everything. And, you know, I always used to tell my student ambassadors when I was in admissions, like, it's okay to have multiple interests. I remember when I was a student, I felt weird about the fact that, like, I wanted to do some other things besides just play or whatever. That's okay. And honestly, like, your education might lead you a different path, but that doesn't mean that your education wasn't worth it, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, like, I know for me, this is my ideal job, like 100%. Like, I am where I belong. I love it. I like working in an office 9 to 5. A lot of people would be like, what? That's weird. but I love it. I love the behind the scenes work. Mm. And I wouldn't have been able, and I love Berkeley. So it just, you know, it just fits. You know, some people might be like, but, you know, that's not technically what you went to school for. And I guess technically, yeah, I guess it's not. I mean, you could say music education kind of, but it's been my path and it's just worked out. And it's like, now I'm right where I belong.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, I kind of went through a similar thing where when I graduated from film school, I started working on reality television shows. I started getting some, I worked on American Idol for a little while and I finished my first stint on a Hollywood movie. I remember going back to the bar in Southie, celebrating, and then being like, okay, well, I did that. Now what? You know? And I feel like that's a... I'm really glad that happened, first of all. And I love what I do now. And I don't think I would have been happy just kind of sitting on a crew, you know, sitting on an Apple box being like, what chicken parm sandwich am I going to get today?
Right,
you know,
right.
that wasn't exciting for me. And I have friends that love it. So, you know, you never know. So it's a lot of times it's important to learn what you don't want to do.
Right. Yeah. And for me, like, even though I did perform professionally for like a year and a half, that's never been my goal. And mm-hmm. honestly, like the music I love to listen to is more like singer-songwriter. So trombone, right. You know, it's not exactly, you know, I mean, my experience is mostly with jazz and, you know, I still play here and there and, you know, classical and stuff. But that's not what feeds my soul. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what I loved of the performance opportunities was the social aspect, you know, the community aspect. And that's what is still at Berkeley, even if you're not playing or doing, you know, that I still feel that. And that's why I love being here so much.
Yeah. And I think that's why Jaquel and I had talked about doing a Meet the Team episode, because I think it's important for alumni to know that people like you are here, in that you want to build the community together and put all that stuff together. And I think that the alumni community is blessed to have you on the East Coast and Donna on the West Coast, and to have these really wonderful, caring people.
Why, thank you. I'll pay you later.
Yeah, no problem.
We're a good team. But one of the things that I like that you said, Colleen, is like success looks different to everybody.
Yep.
Like what you may deem successful doesn't mean that I have to live up to those standards. Like
right.
I can choose however I want to go. And exactly. Live my life. So I think that that's important too.
Yeah. You know, now I'm doing a little data research project on alumni who are lawyers and not just entertainment lawyers. Mm-hmm. And we have a ton of people that are lawyers that are not entertainment lawyers, that are just like either general practice or litigation or whatever.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's like, it's so cool to me that, you know, just the different tracks that people's careers can take and everything. And it's so individual to each person. And, you know, it's something to be embraced.
The thing that always bothers me in movies is like when they have like a biopic and someone will be like, I was completely poor. And then I bought a 3-story warehouse and then I became a billionaire. It's like, well, how did you get the money for the warehouse?
Right,
you know, and
right.
I think that the alumni are really good at filling in that information, you know, and it's like we do have a alum that's at Harvard now.
Yes.
Looking to become a
Leah Washington?
Yep.
She was one of my student ambassadors.
There you go.
I love Leah.
Shout out to you,
she's
Leah.
Awesome. But it is that kind of, okay, I started here.
Yeah.
And then now I wound up here. And this is how that happened.
Yeah.
You know?
And I like how Berkeley like produces a lot of alums that does different things. And me in my position, I love to highlight that to kind of show alums in our community. Like, yes, we all went to the same, we relate because we went to the same institution, but we are individual because of the things that we like to do. And so I think that that's really cool to highlight and put forth and storytell.
Yeah, definitely. And even, you know, with Berkeley being so varied in what they offer, what we offer in terms of like the different majors. I mean, you know, music business is so completely different from like engineering, from therapy, from, you know, songwriting. And so, you know, besides like the world outside of music, even just in music, it's so varied, you know, what we offer, which is cool to see. Yeah.
Okay. Anything you want to leave the alums with? Any last words, thoughts?
Just connect with us. You know, we love to see, hear what you're up to, and you know, love to meet you when we're on the road. And so, yeah, reach out, and you know, we can talk about life.